Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Friday. I see the theme now with moms. We say hello. Usually it's on Thursday, but a day later, but that's okay. Greg Wyshynski joins us now, presented by Old National Bank. Get old. And Greg, there's a lot to get into, so I'm just going to start locally with the Predators. Barry Trotz finally does his end-of-season press conference on Monday. He announces that Andrew Burnett will be back as the head coach, which was what we all kind of thought. But what were your some of your takeaways from what Trotz had to say?
First of all, greetings from the dining car on an Amtrak train coming back from game two in D.C.
Very nice.
Hear any announcements or what have you. It's kind of what we expected, right? We talked about it last week, the idea that, bringing Burnett back was going to give them some consistency year over year. It gives him a chance to make a change if he needs to next season, which could easily be a card he could play to energize the club. But also, as we discussed, the idea that, Barry has experienced a lot of loyalty from the general managers that he's served under, in particular David Poile, and, has certainly learned at the knee of David Poile on how to do his job. So the idea that he's not going to be hasty in trying to fire his coach after a disappointing season kind of fits that, I think.
And I respect that and know that that's how he's wired. But I do wonder, with the coaching pool that was available to him this offseason, how much he considered making a change. I mean, he even said that's the easy thing to do was to make a change, and he ultimately didn't do that. But, I mean, there were a lot of good available coaches out there that if he has to make the change in November, probably won't be available.
No, that's true, and that's fair. But also, there's two things at play here. First of all, can you find someone who wants to join the current situation in Nashville over some of the other opportunities that are open right now? And then the other factor is, what does that ultimately do for the team coming into next season? Is it the coach? Is it the roster? I think it's reasonable to ask, if you gave Burnett a few more pieces, in particular in the middle of the lineup, can things improve next season?
Greg Wyshynski is with us. One coach that is now no longer available is Joel Quenneville. He was introduced as the new coach of the Anaheim Ducks yesterday. He, spoke a lot about the beach situation and how he handled things or didn't handle things, said that he's learned a lot of lessons. The Ducks did their research and their homework on him, but ultimately Q is back. So, and there's going to be people that like this move, think he deserves another chance, and there's going to be people that don't support this move. But what do you think about the news that Joel Quenneville is now back as the head coach of the Ducks?
Well, from a logistics standpoint, he's a good fit there. He mentioned it a few times yesterday, but at this point in the Ducks maturation, they're kind of like where Chicago was when he took over there. They've got a lot of young pieces. He could easily be pretty successful in that spot, but count me as one of these people that doesn't believe that anybody involved in that Chicago scandal deserves another shot in this league. It doesn't mean they can never get another job in hockey. It just means they shouldn't get another job in the National Hockey League. If you read the report, there's a lot of people in this sport that believe that he's got plausible deniability for what happened in Chicago. But if we're being honest, he's quoted by two different people within that report saying that, he's willing to push this down the road or look the other way because he didn't want to mess with the chemistry of a team that was about to play for the Stanley Cup. And to me, making that decision in his capacity, it wasn't like he was a novice coach at that point, is disqualifying. But the Ducks made their decision, and I know more than a few Ducks fans are not exactly happy about it. So they're going to have to go to the marketplace and probably continue to explain it.
Greg, let's go to the playoff tonight. Big game down in Florida. Toronto take on the Panthers, and I love these stats. It says, in the franchise history, the Maple Leafs have won 84% of their best-of-seven series when going up 2-0. The Panthers are 0-2 in best-of-seven series when trailing 0-2, which leads me to Florida's going to come back and win this. What is going wrong for Florida? What's going right for Toronto?
So what's going wrong for Florida, I think Sergei Bobrovsky's had a pretty bad series so far, kind of well under his standards. There just doesn't seem to be a...
Uh-oh. The Pullman got him in the car.
There he is.
I was going to say, or a sense of confidence in the series for Florida. It's kind of weird. And maybe they just need to feel the backs.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Confidence. And not have any doubt about the way that they're playing and not have any doubt about their ability to beat their opponent. I think that tracks to Craig Berube, their coach, and the mentality of this team. But you know, the Leafs, I mean, if we're being honest, like they're the team in the East that I'm most impressed with right now. And the team in the East that to me is playing well enough to play for the Cup this year.
What would it mean if this Toronto team went all the way and won the Stanley Cup?
What would it mean? It'd ruin a lot of our fun in making fun of this team. That's for one thing. But it would mean a lot for Craig Berube's legacy. I mean, this would be a guy that took two teams that, you know, one team in St. Louis that was last in the league in January, he came back and won the Cup. And now a team in Toronto that hasn't won the Cup since 1967 that constantly is you know, tripping over themselves in the playoffs and believing that they're haunted by the demons of the past to lead that team to the Cup. I mean, establishes Berube maybe as one of the best coaches in league history. I don't know. It's hard to wrap your brain around the idea that they could, but if you watch this team and see how it's comprised and see the players like Willie Nylander, you know, playing as well as they are and see them playing physically and getting goaltending, there's kind of loot. The Panthers might be our last best hope to keep them from winning.
Oh, my goodness.
It's kind of the way that things are looking right now.
The Dallas-Winnipeg series, game one was a lot of fun the other night. Game two tonight up in Winnipeg. How do you see this one playing out? Because I'm telling you, the excitement there, but something about Dallas, like a little chip on their shoulder, and I don't know why, but this is a fun – game one was fun, and I think the series is going to be fun.
The series is going to be fun. I mean, they do have a chip on their shoulder because don't forget, they've lost in the conference final in consecutive seasons, so they clearly believe it's their time. You know, the Mikko Rantanen show, we're going to have three straight games with a hat trick. I don't know. We'll see. But Winnipeg really needs a response here. I mean, this you hate to say a series boils down to what happens in game two, but, you know, if they're down 0-2 going back to Dallas, with Dallas seemingly getting stronger as the playoffs go on and getting healthier as the playoffs go on, I mean, Winnipeg's in a heap of trouble if they don't win game two.
Talking to Greg Wyshynski this morning on the Chase and Big Joe show, and looking at last night, I was watching Vegas and Edmonton. Fun game, great game. Vegas trying to even the series up, and it goes into overtime. Edmonton ultimately gets the game winner. However, the play right before the goal with Braden McNabb and Victor Arvidsson, I mean, it was a total missed call. You know, I thought that Vegas handled it the best they could in the post game and everything. But I mean, Bruce Cassidy has every right to be upset today because I mean, he even said, listen, Gord's looking at it. He blew it. He missed the call. I don't know what you do about it. There's nothing you can do about it now, but if you're Vegas, you gotta be sick today.
You gotta be steamed. Like it affected everything. It was a clear trip. I mean, clear as day. It's one of those moments where you're wondering if putting a whistle for fit.
Right.
Is the real gut for that team. And look, they know what they're up against right now with Edmonton. Like, you've got the two top guys and Draisaitl and McDavid playing as well as they are. But everything else down that lineup is going pretty well for Edmonton as well, including getting enough goaltending to win. So Vegas is again, in a lot of trouble right now because it seems like Edmonton is really kind of finding themselves at the right time.
Yeah, going to be fun to watch. It's been a fun playoff so far. Greg, appreciate the time as always. Before we let you go, you want to give a shout out to your mom for Mother's Day?
Yes, Mom. My mom is the best. This entire insane. And I give her a shout out to her, and I give a shout out to my wife, who is the mother of two beautiful kids. So it's happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
Love it. Love it. Thanks, my friend. We'll talk next week.
Anytime.
Greg Wyshynski, ESPN senior NHL writer, brought to you by Old National Bank. Get old and joins us every week. And Vegas has got to be just livid this morning. I thought Bruce Cassidy handled it with class last night, but
he did.
Was a fun game. And hey, shout out to our man Jake Walman, who scored his first playoff goal last night. So that was that was something to see. There really
pretty
is
pretty cute of him to do that.
Did he have to call you eight times first, Chase, before he scored?
Yeah, about seven, asking what he should do. But it was all good. So the playoffs have certainly been fun. I teased it before. Now we'll get to it. A historic contract for a rookie Can it open up a can of worms, so to speak? We'll discuss that. Coming up next is Chase and Big Joe on this Friday, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.